especially me. It just sometimes I want to be overprotective. I do treat her different than I treat her brother, and I should treat them all different. Just because she's a girl, should I treat her different, or should I give her the same liberties than my boys? So it's super hard for me as a dad.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Girls are bossy and boys are leaders. Is that true or is not? Let me tell you a story. My daughter right now, she's 17 years old. I got four boys and I got one girl. And she's 17 years old right now. And I'm actually very happy I only had one girl because she is a lot of work. Maybe we should leave that out. But nah, I leave it in there. Yeah, she's a lot of work. And I have the dog's a girl and my wife, of course, right? So, got three girls at the house and I got four boys. I remember telling her a story about why girls are bossy and boys are leaders. So, this is a story that I told her, right? At a playground, you see all these kids playing, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 years old, right? You have boys and girls are playing in the playground. And all of a sudden, you see a little girl jump on top of a rock, kind of a object there at the playground. And they're playing some kind of game. And she sits there and she's pointing at different people saying, hey, you go here and you come over here and you go there and you come here. And no, stop doing that. We're going to do this, blah, 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 right? So she's just kind of bossing everybody around, right? And I hear a couple of parents saying, wow, look at this little girl, right? And say, look at this girl. She is bossy. And I thought to myself, right, what if that was a boy? They would have never said that boy is bossy. They would actually have said, hey, look at that boy. He's a leader, right? So why do we have that misconception, right, that girls are bossy in that situation and a boy would have been a leader, right? I don't know, right? But that was a story that I told my daughter when she was young. And she's never forgotten that. So as she's grown older, she reminds me of that all the time, especially me, right? Just sometimes I want to be overprotective, right? And maybe I do treat her different than I treat her brothers, right? And I should treat them all different. Just because she's a girl, right? Should I treat her different or should I give her the same liberties than my boys, right? So it's super hard for me as a dad to really give her all the liberties that I gave my boys, right? But, you know, she'll let me know like, Dad, you're being unfair because you're treating us different, right? You know, she's like, you don't trust me. Like, it's not that I don't trust her. I don't trust other people, right? But it is true. I give my boys more liberty than I give my girl. And I have her tell me all the time, like, hey, Dad, you know, don't be sexist, right? She'll tell me right up to my face, like, hey, Dad, you're not being fair. You're discriminating against me because you let my brothers do this and you're not letting me do this, right? And she's a good girl and she does good and she doesn't give me a hard time, you know, so, you know, I'm a proud parent, right? I am a proud parent. And to this day, she's proven to me that, you know, she can, you know, is responsible for whatever she's responsible for at, you know, the young age of 17. But as a parent, it's so hard for me as a dad, right? Because that's my little girl, to let her out and just give her the same freedom as my boys. And I'm probably wrong. I don't know. What do you guys think, right? For you people out there that have kids, you give the same freedom to your boys and your girls, or hell no, right? You're like super protective of your girls, and you let your boys kind of like roam around. I don't know if that's the right thing or a bad thing, but I've really, really tried really hard not to try to shelter her that much and try to give her as much freedom as I give my boys. I wish I could say that I have, but I know deep inside if I did, I would be lying to you. And if she's watching this video, she would say, Dad, you're lying. It is not true. So I will admit it that I've probably been a little biased and I've probably, you know, not given her freedom. But, you know, in for the most part, right, it's just the way I was brought up, you know. Boys are leaders, girls stay home. Right? Like boys go to work, girls stay home, raise up babies, right? I come from a Mexican background and that's just pretty much how we grew up, right? Now, there's nothing wrong if the man goes to work and the woman stays home and takes care of the kids. Nothing wrong with that. Now, shoot, the man can stay home and the girl can go to work. The woman can go to work. There's nothing wrong with that either. But we just grew up in this macho mentality saying that the woman has to stay home and cook and clean, take care of the kids while the man goes to work, right? And in a way, you got to like think yourself out of that, right? And it's been pretty challenging for me for the last, you know, I got, I don't know, kids for that are older than 20. I know how to look at it. I got married when I was 8. I tell everybody that. I got married when I was 8 because I got kids in my 20s. But I try my hardest, so I don't try to shelter them so much, and I try to give them the same liberties, and I give them the same opportunities, right? I bring my 17-year-old daughter to me to events, to masterminds. I'll take her all over the country because I want her to sit down on a table with 40-year-old ass men talking about business. Half of them are pissed drunk sometimes, and she sits there and she holds her own, right? Because that's the way the world's going to be when she goes out as a woman. You know, it's going to be some man-run world, especially in corporate America, right? So she's going to go in and she will be able to stand her ground because she's been around me and other men. I actually took her to Syracuse, New York. It's crazy. In 2021, I went to Syracuse, New York twice, which is weird. And I live in North Carolina to look at two different projects. The second time I went, I took my 17-year-old daughter with me right before Christmas, and with my buddy Randy and Jordan, right? They're both, I don't know how Jordan is. Maybe he's in late 30s, maybe mid 30s. Randy's probably in his late 40s. Kind of like, you know, I don't know, maybe early 50s. Sorry, Randy. I don't know how old you are, man. Probably 45. I don't know. But she hung around for 2 days with a bunch of old dudes, going to restaurants, you know, going to look at properties, going to do estimates and things like that. And she held her own, right? So that was pretty cool for me watching her hang out with three old dudes and she being 17 years old, because I think that's a great life lesson for her when she goes out and she goes on her networking events on her own, or she goes out to do whatever shit is she wants to do, take over the family business, start a new business, go work corporate America, go have 20 babies or have no babies. I have no idea. It's whatever she wants to do. So girls are bossy, boys are leaders. I know it was a catchy title for the video, but really she wasn't bossy. The little girl was not bossy. She was actually just being a leader. Just like the boy would have gone on top of there and he would have been a leader. That's the whole point of this whole video is, girls are also leaders. They're not just bossy. Subscribe, check my other YouTube videos. If you got a girl, have her watch this video.
Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools and tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel, or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team. Tracking deals, doing tasks for everybody. It's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's really cool. Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.